So you've had a tour of BAE with the Labour Barrow MP John Woodcock. What have you seen today?
Well, John Woodcock is a passionate ambassador for the submarine industry and everything that goes up here in the shipyards in Barrow. And he was very keen that I came up here to meet some young apprentices who are enjoying a really world-class training and an apprenticeship program as we build the next generation of submarines. So we spoke with the young people. We talked about their experience of college and school, and a lot of them, enjoy learning more hands-on rather than classroom-based, and thinking about the kind of skills that we need in the future, whether it's the nuclear industry or whether it's the steel industry, to make sure that this industry in Barrow remains competitive and world-class.
We've spoke over the last few weeks. There's been a summit here in Furness as well about how it's important to nurture young people here, give them the right skills and keep them so this industry can thrive in this local area. Would you support that?
I think that's hugely important. It's a question both of ensuring that young people are getting the right qualifications, doing the right exams, doing the right GCSEs, A levels, BTECs to provide them with a pathway here. It's also about exciting, actually, particularly young girls, about the opportunities in engineering in the sector, and that's about careers, immersion, coming walking through the shipyards. But it's also about attracting talent into the area. I mean, it was great to meet a young man this morning who grew up in Derby, went to university in Hull, but knew there were great jobs here and joined the apprenticeship scheme. So it's about nurturing talent, but also attracting talent in.
There's been a lot of talk about apprenticeships, National Apprenticeship Week a couple of weeks ago. More than ever in Cumbria are being created. We've got to keep up this pace, haven't we?
Yes, and what we also have to do, and BAE are very good at this, is ensuring that we've got young apprenticeships who are being trained properly with a strong prospect of a job at the end of it. What we can't have are so-called apprenticeships for a 6-month work placement where you're basically being underpaid to deliver a job that should have been done through a company's training program. Here, you've got decent, effective, proper apprenticeships, and you've got a book, you've got a signed book at the end of it, which gives you enormous pride as to what you've achieved, and you've got a job going forward.
You've got a book in front of you by a local mum. What were your discussions about this book and how you can deal with autism?
I've just had a very good meeting with local mum Deborah Brownson, who produced a beautiful book called He's Not Naughty, A Children's Guide to Autism, which is really an explanation about some of the challenges that kids with autism face and how we as a society need to support them. But crucially, and this is what Deborah and I touched on, to make sure teachers have the right training so that they can spot autism in young people. Don't just think they're naughty or willful, actually give them the support they need so that they can flourish, and also children in the same class aren't affected by their learning challenges.
On a national scale, there's been a lot of talk about Trident, our nuclear future as a country. Labour, John Woodcock has fought for this. What are your views?
Well, John Woodcock has fought very hard for Trident, for our nuclear future. The Labour Party is fully committed to it. I actually think the nuclear industry is facing a really exciting time, both in terms of the technologies, both in terms of the low carbon argument, everything that's happening down in Hinkley and everything that's happening in Cumbria. So it was great to see it firsthand, and I'll be back.